If you walk up the marbled stairs to the third floor of the Boulder County Courthouse before February 28th, you will round the corner and look directly into the eyes of your invisible neighbors. The Sonder Collection, featuring Invisible Boulder, is the photography component of a larger exhibition created by Cassia Binkowski, creative director of 1000 Design in Boulder.
So the Sonder Collection, featuring in Project Invisible, was inspired by a desire to have a community conversation around stigma, stereotype, and disparity. We essentially partnered with Boulder County, as well as 6 nonprofit agencies from across the county.
The common thread across these nonprofits was that they all serve marginalized communities.
So we ultimately worked with transgender, youth in crisis, homeless, working poor, immigrant and refugee populations, and were able to sit down with over 50 individuals from across Boulder County. We interviewed and shot portraits of those individuals and now have audio stories, a documentary short, as well as a gallery collection rotating around the county to share this content, to share these stories that inspire the conversation.
One 22-year-old homeless participant in the Saunders Collection has ambitious dreams for his future. He has plans to open his own nonprofit and speak to other at-risk youth about his experiences. Currently, he's hitchhiking across America.
To me, home is wherever you feel the most comfortable. It's where you feel at peace. It's where you feel like you can relax, like there's no problems, like it's the place to be. And I'm not homeless, I'm home free.
Indira, an immigrant mother of 3, said that she felt like an outsider when she first moved to Colorado. She hopes the project will help bridge these types of social divides.
When I first moved to the city here, I felt I was not included in the society. I was missing that inclusiveness. And then I would definitely talk about myself so that people be aware, so that they can support all diverse community.
Before she came to the U.S., Indira was a teacher, but like many immigrants, she had trouble securing employment in her profession after she moved. Cassia Binkowski says Indira's pictures in the exhibit reflect what is a common experience of immigrants trying to rebuild their lives in the U.S.
Her image is a portrait of herself, obviously, and then the secondary image that we chose is that of a student in a classroom. And the testimonial is, I was working back in my home country in a school as a teacher, so I wanted to resume those same kind of things here, but they need more computer skills, so I'm working on those, and it is very, very frustrating. We hope that by relaying both that quote, this image of the school system, this student, as well as Adira's brilliant smile, you can kind of get insight into her struggle and her optimism as she tries to rebuild her life in America.
Robin Bohannon is director of Boulder County Community Services, one of the 6 partner agencies. She says the project is a great opportunity to represent local residents who are often invisible in society.
When I speak publicly to groups, often people say, well, we don't have poor people here, or we don't have fill in the blank here, or how come I never see them? And so it's to counter that reputation of Boulder as a healthy, wealthy, most educated, happy place when there are a lot of people who are living here who are really struggling.
Cassia says, ultimately, the goal of the project is to bridge the divides that we're seeing more and more in society.
More than anything, this project really highlighted that there is no us and them, that we're all neighbors, that we're all community members, and that our stories, for the most part, have many more similarities than I previously assumed. By building empathy and by building human relationships between one another, we can really start to humanize the statistics and the policies that are being talked about, both locally and nationally.
The Saunders Collection featuring Project Invisible Boulder will be on display until February 28th at the Boulder County Courthouse in downtown Boulder. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Latham.